It seems like almost yesterday when the community of Greenville, Missouri experienced a disastrous flood. The event was the most extensive flood in the history of the small town and caused such destruction that it permanently altered the region. The flood was precipitated by a persistent rain that fell for nearly 1 week, followed by a heavy downpour on the night of August 19. By Friday morning, August 20, the St. Francis was rising at the rate of 12 inches per hour, and by 6 p.m. inundated the town. Residents of the community moved most of the livestock to safety, raised furniture, and took refuge on the second floors of the school, business buildings, and homes of friends. But the high level of the water that spread across the town was not anticipated, reaching a depth of 5 feet in homes and streets, causing much damage. Heavy rains in the middle of August were rare. This one destroyed the autumn harvest. The built landscape also suffered as bridges, trestles, railroad ties, and levees were washed away, resulting in the loss of passenger, mail, and freight service. Sheriff Hughes, returning home from St. Louis, had to walk in from Poplar Bluff. The flood of 1915 exceeded the record high waters of 1904, which residents assumed would never be exceeded. Damages from the floods of 1915, 1927, and 1935 contributed to the development of Lake Wapapello and the 1941 relocation of the entire town of Greenville. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.